and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future, and my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap.
Uh-oh. What'd you know about that, Milkman?
Woo, man, we got hands up in the air. The madhouse is back on to blow your mind.
You didn't know. Fucking Saturday night, and I'm fucking on Sunday morning. Fuck that shit. 1:24 a.m., and I'm on Technofrag. I'm on PCU. Who knows where the hell else I am? And I'm waiting.
You worldwide, Jack?
Yeah, I'm just all over it. What's up, everybody? You're listening.
Out in PCU Chapel.
Right. Now, respect. Now, everybody, now, you're listening to a special edition of the Madhouse. It is Sunday. I'm on after my good friend KDK, who had a banging show tonight. Very good work tonight. Milkman, do you agree?
Oh, man, that was perfect, man. This guy's rocking our world tonight, man. KDK, the mind, the cerebro of the prank world. Thanks for all the laughs, B.
Right on. Well, who knows what I would do without KDK, that's for sure. Well, I'd like to report that there are a lot of people in the chat room, and I've already posted the number, which is 888-278-8509. I'm afraid that I'm blowing people's heads off with my sound. Let me try to tame that down a little bit. Okay. I've got a lot of people coming through. Crankmaster has hooked me up with his numbers, and Peepers is hooking me up with what's left that KDK didn't hit up, plus some new ones here. I've got a lot of businesses in California. I have a bank of Hawaiian numbers, too, in Alaskan stuff. I think I've just about pranked them all at this point. So, while you're over there, Milkman, if you don't mind trying to find some businesses up in, I need West Coast or anything further away. I don't know if Guam is not going to work tonight because I don't have a new phone card yet, so I can't go on with the Guam project.
Yeah, I better stick with you.
Yeah, well, if anybody has a phone card out there that you think might be able to access Guam, then by all means pass it on to me and I'll reimburse you whatever the hell it is I need to do. If you're able to offer it up for tonight, what time is it in Guam now? 4 p.m., 4:30 almost on Sunday, so people are probably at home just getting settled down for their last bit of homeliness before the week starts up again. It's great to be on this late. I'm not 100% ready.
It's
right now for
3:20 tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It is 3:20 over there, not 4:20. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame it's not 4:20 because then I'd have to celebrate.
What's 4:20 somewhere in the world now?
It is 4:20, so spark it up. Anyway,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, everybody, I left a posting in the KDKprankcalls.com forums regarding our poor friend Buddy. Milkman, you want to? Do you know this story? Do you want to tell everybody out there who may have missed it what occurred to this poor lizard?
It's a real tragedy, man. Our good friend Prankmaster, a member in good standing with the BCU family. Anyway, he has a tragic story. He had a adorable little green and only lizard. This thing's cute. And unfortunately, it befell some terrible circumstances. We found out that the Buddy has left the world and not in a good way, in a violent way. It's really a sad, tragic thing.
Yeah.
And we're not sure exactly how, but we have suspicions that it may have been an inside job.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of gory details on, I just want to offer my condolences.
Yeah.
And I wish only the best for our buddy Prankmaster.
Definitely.
Really sorry, buddy.
Definitely. It's not funny. I mean, basically the way it sounds.
Matter.
Well, the way it sounds now, it looks like he may have been hurt by another person, by possibly Prankmaster's dad. We don't want to get in his family business, but we just want to say that I myself, I love animals. Milkman, you having the name associated with a cow, I'm sure that you like animals yourself. I know you used to work in a cattle ranch yourself, right? Isn't that where the name Milkman came from?
Yes, and I'm also an animal myself. I'm well qualified, and I definitely would take offense if somebody had come over here with that kind of attitude. I set them straight. My little kitty cat would scratch your eyes out.
Exactly. Well, I have animal genes myself, so just want to pay the final respects to our good friend, Buddy. May you rest in peace, Buddy. Amen.
Rest in peace, our little friend.
It reminds me of when Ronald Reagan died. It was so horrible for me, myself. I was so hurt when I found out that Ronald Reagan died. I thought he was dead for 2 years before he died.
I have to say, I'm always sad when anybody dies, but Ronald Reagan I won't miss a lot.
Yeah, well,
believe it that.
Well, I mean, I'm no Republican. I'm no Johnny Conservative.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I did not serve his politics at all, but as a human being, not in a good way.
I hate that we lost
in a violent way. It's really a sad, tragic thing.
What the hell's going on?
And we're not sure exactly how, but we have suspicions that it may
have
been an inside job.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And a lot of gory details on. I just want to offer my condolences.
Yeah.
And
well, that was weird. I lost Milkman and everything was repeating in delay. I know exactly what happened. Fucking WinAmp bullshit. All right. Well, hopefully everybody can hear me. I've lost Milkman. Oh, that is loud. Try to get him back. All right, there you are. My bad.
Okay.
I had a little snafu there, a little technical glitch. I thought you were talking in tongues there for a second.
Oh, okay. Repeating myself. Okay, I'm back. I'm okay now.
Okay, we're good. Anyway, I've got a ton of numbers. I'm going to go ahead and try a number. Des Peepers, as I'm going to call him, has given me a phone card, which he believes will work. It'll work to call Guam. What's up with Dukes? What's Dukes doing? Anything up with Dukes? Dukes was awesome, man. Dukes, my bad. Did you hear Dukes' call there at the end of KDK show? I know you had a reboot. He
was styling. He was real smooth. He was really smooth into it, man.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was good.
Sounded good. Well, let's try this. Let's go ahead and try to get a Hawaii number in real quick. Call a business out there. Let me see if I got anything on stock. Bam, well, I've got Arizona. I'm pretty sure in Arizona, Hooters is going to be still open, right? On a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was watching boxing tonight. The Hispanic guy lost to the white guy tonight. That's all I know, but it was a good boxing match. You a fan of
there
boxing, Oakman?
Yeah, 10:30, they ought to be kicking over there at Hooters in Arizona.
All right, well, apparently you didn't pay attention to me. Do you like boxing, Oakman?
Yes, I do.
You do? Do you have a favorite that you like in the boxing world? It's...
Oh, the animal Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is out. He quit, man. He's done.
Well, hey, you know, that's still the legend, man. I remember him in his great days.
Yeah, that's
true. And he started having his ear sandwiches, and then, you know, he kind of went off to the side, but he still was phenomenal.
It was Buster Douglas that really fucked him up, I think. And then that whole rape thing, that was a bunch of crap anyway. But anyway, I digress. We're supposed to be doing prank calls here, so let's go ahead and get let's kick it. Be right back in a moment with our first call of the night. You're listening to a special edition of the Madhouse.
Woo. Now put it in the ball.
Milkman.
Yeah, man, that was stupid.
Hey,
thank you for calling Hooters on Tank of Radio, where we offer curbside service. This is Chris. How may I help you?
Hey, you talk too much. Anyhow, can I get a job there, please?
Can you get a job here?
Yes, you talk too much. Can I get a goddamn job there, please? I need a job. I'm hungry. What a bitch. I guess I came off too strong. Fuck Hooters, man. They're all stuck up there anyway, those bitches. Fucking teases. They're worse than fucking strippers, man. They didn't even show anything. Damn it. Any strip clubs over there in the Virgin Islands?
Well, I hope her Hooters get sunburned for treating us rough in the madhouse.
I hope she gets poisoning from, like, whatever the hell. They don't use silicone anymore. Saline poisoning. Whatever. I hope her
sunburn
tits...
Sunburn Hooters!
I hope her tits rot off, like in Fight Club. Any good strip clubs where you live, sir? Over there in the Virgin Islands?
There's a couple. They've got a couple good ones around here. I don't really do much on St. Thomas, and there's a couple good ones. They've got one that went by the name of Bingo here, okay? This is hilarious because it's a little story that all the guys that worked in the plant and have a lot of money would go out and play bingo. So all the wives would be at home, and they'd say, oh, okay, you're going to have to play bingo. Okay, well, you know, I'll talk to you later. And then they went in through the front door where the bingo parlor was, and then in the back door upstairs was the strippers lounge. Yeah. And that's where things got wild. Now, I haven't made it in there, but I've been in the glances a couple times, too.
Glances?
But,
is that all they give us, glances?
It's pretty good. There's good stuff in and out of there. You know, they got kind of the hungry ones, and then they got the well-fed ones. Man, I'm always pleased when the well-fed ones come by.
Oh, so you like the well-fed girls, huh? Wow.
Oh yeah. All right, more fed.
Now, are these mostly black girls there? I mean, I tried to figure out, like, the population of the islands. That's mostly black, right?
Yeah, mostly it's Caribbean black people, and there's a lot of Spanish. Hispanic people here, especially Dominicans and Puerto Ricans here.
Yeah.
But in the biggest percentage, it'd probably be, it's a black world.
It's a black world.
Man, I love it. Yeah, it's a black world, and I love it, man. It's so good.
Good deal.
These people are so good to me, man. Yeah. I don't never want to come back but to visit.
Really? Yeah, that sounds a little bit of sarcasm there, sir.
No, man. No. I just don't miss snow no more, man. And, you know, and I go out and I see that beautiful water. Yeah. Took my little toes up in there, you know. Cooked me up some steaks on the beach. Uh-huh. And, man, I'm happy, you know.
All right. Well, I think we're losing listeners. We're fucking losing listeners here. And I'm trying to find what the hell I did with that my master prank number list. I don't know where the hell it is. I got to find it here. So I can get the good numbers that I got from the past. But
you need to send me that stuff on a text, and I'll keep it for you, man. I'll look them out for you.
Well, I mean, I have a text file and a Word file.
Whatever. I've got everything.
I can't remember if I put it in my docs or in my radio show folder. So everyone bear with me while I'm trying to get my bearings here and find. Hopefully I can get it through here. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Prankmaster, Peeps, I know you guys are out there.
Oh, Peeps, Peeps is sending the stuff. He sent me a card that should call Guam. I'm going to try that now.
Right.
And I found my Guam numbers. Hell yeah. I got Tony's Repair Shop. We got the Yashuhide Torige. That's a name, I guess, in Guam. Some old guy answered last week at 10:59. Jay's Jumpers. That's right. There's a Moonraker. I called the Moonraker last Thursday in the VI.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call Guam now. The theory is being, since Guam is ahead of us, it's actually Sunday afternoon, we should be able to get... No. On a Sunday, then I'm not going to be able to get anybody at a car place, man. I got to call
3:30. You better try a residence, maybe.
Yeah, it's...
But, you know, it's such a small place that, you know, a residence may actually be a car shop, too.
I doubt it. No. Those people are taking the day off. Those people are way laid back. Anyway, I got some nightclubs in Hawaii here still that I haven't called yet. I think I may have some casinos or something out here too. Those are always fun.
Will have to scratch through and get some good ones here from local.
All right. Well, I'm doing this. I'm calling Lloyd and Rosie Dick, with an E at the end. I'm assuming the E is silent, so we'll go with Lloyd and Rosie Dick. Man, they don't know what's coming. Anyway, some lady answered there last week. On the island of Guam. I have no idea what you call someone from Guam. Do you have any idea?
Guamanian.
Guamanian? You're sure about that now?
Yeah, Guamanian. My cousin was born there.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be right back with the next call, everybody. Hang on.
Authorization code. Please enter the phone number you wish to dial.
Ray, how you doing, hon?
I'm good.
Good. How is every little thing?
Well, everyone's sleeping except for me and Blaine.
Why are you sleeping?
Huh?
Yeah, I need some pineapple.
Oh.
I need some... You got any pineapples? Huh?
Hold on, Blaine wants to talk to you, Uncle Fred.
Hurry up. Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Look, this is, we need to be quick here. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, good. Hey, this is Fred. How you doing?
Who's this?
Fred!
Fred?
Yes, sir! So tell me, how are things over there? You got any pineapple? I need some pineapple. Do you like salt on your pineapple?
I think you got the wrong number.
No. We need to talk, Mr. Dick.
Who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank?
Frank Fred. Fred Frank. Fredison. Fred.
Who?
Frank, Fred. Hey, I need an alternator for an 88 Ford Escort.
You got the wrong number.
I'm answering the ad in the paper for the Escort.
You got the wrong number.
I have this, I got the blower for the leaves, you know? I want to see if you could barter for me. You know, the barter system is the first system. In the United States
hello?
Of America. Yeah, hello.
Who is this?
Look, money talks. I mean, I'm calling you from the Benjamin Franklin Corporation in Pennsylvania. Harrisburg chapter. And I want to let you know that we've come across your name in the national selection for people to come and enjoy the beautiful weather in the fall and watch the changing of the leaves.
Yeah, okay.
Would you be interested in coming down?
Coming to where?
We're shooting a commercial for our insurance company, and you've been affiliated with us for quite some time, sir. You have the life insurance policy with us, and we'd like to have you make your comments.
I don't have life insurance policy with you.
You like the pharmaceuticals? It was bought for you by your Uncle Fred.
I don't have an Uncle Fred.
Uncle Frank?
My Uncle Frank?
Yes. I'm sorry, I must have the... let me pull up your account here real quickly. Yes, Frank.
Frank who?
Frank Dick.
You got the wrong guy.
Look, don't get smart with me, kid, all right? Why don't you put one of the grown-ups there, one of the Americans on the line?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking. Don't. Hey, look. Don't talk back to me like this. I hold a lot of.
You're the one who called me, fool.
I hold a position of power.
I don't care.
You know my power is great power.
You're a nut.
Did you know that you can reduce a dog's erection by pouring sugar on his erect penis? Very interesting. I don't know how that went. I was just rolling with that one. What do you think? Be honest.
I loved it, Frank Fredson. That was good. Frank. He was like, what? Yeah. I got hit with too many verbs here.
Yeah. Frank Fredson, Fred Frank. Yeah.
Was that Guam?
Yeah. She told me
Lord
Uncle
have mercy.
She said an Uncle Frank, Uncle Fred.
Something.
I don't know. I don't know. So what do you know anything about Guam?
Well, I know it's Polynesian, and it was acquired earlier in the century. And from about the war times, it became a possession, because it was one of the big strongholds for American forces during World War II.
Wow.
I think they may have a bit of a Spanish culture there, as well as Polynesian.
They probably have a lot of Japanese.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do, being that close. I mean, they're right over next to Australia. That's how close they are.
Oh, that far. But they're like...
They're in the same time zone as Australia.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. That's Guam for you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Anyway, let me give out the toll-free number again. That's 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Everybody out there listening on PCU or any of the two affiliates, what's up, Technofrag and Radio 306, right?
Yes, sir.
Radio 306. You know, I went to the Radio 306 website. It was very interesting. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't, man, because that hit me so quick, I haven't even got a chance to open it up. But I'm really happy to say we got some new listeners involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here in the chat room. The chat room is packed, man. There's like tons of people.
This is better than Saturday Night Live.
Exactly. Well, this is kind of a low-key version of the Madhouse. Milkman, who started joining in the show last week on Thursday, I start at 9:15 on PCU Radio. Excuse me while I get another beer. On number six of the last 30 minutes.
Whoa,
when I found out I was going to go on, I was like, I need to do some catching up. I've been sipping one beer all day. So, Rednecks in the chat room, what's the TiVo like Winamp recorder? If you go to my webpage, madhouselive.com, again, that's madhouselive.com, click on the how to listen link on the left hand side of the page. And that is there. It's called Stream Ripper is what I use, and I believe it's what Mr. KDK uses.
Yeah, that's what I use.
That's what you use too, right? It's a plug-in for Winamp, and it works very well. I use it to record Zolar, and I use it to record KDK's show tonight. I don't think that's copyright infringement. If it is, then KDK can eat a dick. I'm just playing. Anyway, Everybody out there, come on, give me a call, damn you bastards. It's 1-888-278-8509. Let me put that in the chat. Actually, Milkman, this is your job. You're supposed to be putting that in the chat room. Whenever you hear me say the toll-free number, jump in there and put it in there. Can you handle that?
Yes.
No? Yes? Okay, good. All right, well,
I'm going up now.
Okay, good deal. You're the man. Oh, no, I did something bad. No, I didn't. Okay, I got it here. I thought a bunch of numbers that I had just gotten from Dr. Peepers. Okay, let me... this is doing some crazy shit. Hang on. Who does a Burbank Corners of Anaheim...
You don't want to bring down the Madre on your back, man.
The Madre? What are you talking about, the Madre?
Yeah. Who Madre?
Oh, my mom?
Did something bad.
Nah.
Yeah, boy.
Nah.
She don't play around.
Nah, she can kiss my ass. I'm done with her. I'm cutting off all contact with my mom. Yeah, right. I say that now. When I have car trouble, I'm going to need her. Okay. Anyway, I'm boring everybody out there. We're going to make another call to another Hooters to see if this one goes better. We're calling Burbank, right. And I think they're a little... Burbank, that's where all the TV shows are, right?
Yeah,
a lot of them come out of there. CBS
outside
is out of there.
Hollywood.
Yeah, right, yeah.
10:43 now.
Yeah, Ted Forman. Well, maybe we'll find somebody in there. Maybe Al Pacino will be in there. Anyway, I'll be right back with you guys in just one moment.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old.
Welcome.
I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches.
Al Pacino, everybody.
All right. Woo.
Scarface himself.
Fool around.
Well, you don't play.
Burbank Hooters Fight Night Headquarters.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I said, oh, here we go. Can you hear me now? Hey, bitch. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, bitch? Yes, hello.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir.
You can hear me. Come on, get the cock out of your mouth. Maybe you can talk better to me. Look, is there a wait right now? God damn
it. I can't hear you. I don't know if this is the phone.
You stupid twat. Can you hear that?
Take the ass hat off.
Well, she heard that part, apparently. Fucking cunt. God damn it. Isn't that the worst word you can call someone? Yeah, Milkman, by the way, yeah, you're being heard by all the callers. I'm assuming they're hearing you. You're on Monomix and whatnot. You're just like last week. Thursday, chat room, let me know if Madhouse is not coming through. He should be. Everybody should be able to hear him. Give me a sound check out there. Tell me how good he sounds. All right, well, listenership is still holding strong. And we have our first caller of the night. Now, Milkman, please keep aware that I don't think that they're going to be able to hear you.
That's what I was saying. Okay, I didn't think so.
All right, well, we got my first international call. Hang on here.
All right.
You're on the Madhouse?
Oh, good.
Oh, excellent. How are you, sir?
I was concerned.
Why was that? Did you think you have the wrong number?
Well, I was concerned because I've been calling and calling, and I've been getting all kinds of funny beeps and signals, and then I've been getting busy signals. So now I'm on the Madhouse show, so my concern over not getting to go on the Madhouse show is alleviated.
You, sir, were being bombarded with communist propaganda over the phone. In digital
form. Same old shit.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's how I roll, man. I don't believe in a free market system. Fuck it, man. Communism,
yeah,
all the way.
Fuck, burn it all, right?
Burn it all to hell. Burn all the currency and bring in red money. That's what I say. What do you say?
Well, let me just get what I need from the mall before you do that.
Well, hurry up. I'll give you a heads up. You'll know.
Okay, good.
Right before the race war, I'll let you know, Mr. Ward.
For real?
For real,
sir. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm in Florida, sir. I'm as far away as I can get from you. In the United States.
Because I'm in Canada.
I know you're in Canada. I've heard. How is Canada treating you, by the way?
How is Canada treating me? It's treating me delightfully.
Delightfully?
Well, Canada ain't really doing shit for me, but it's an okay place to live.
You know, sir, everybody down here wants to move to Canada for some reason.
So how come they don't?
Because apparently it's hard to get into Canada. It's hard, you know.
Unless you're from Asia.
Asia? Really? We got a lot of Asians there, I see.
Oh, we got whole, like, cities now that, like, are brand new cities that just sort of popped up instantaneously because a whole bunch of immigrants settled there, and it's, like, full on, not even like towns or nothing, like full on cities that are pretty new cities just from all the new development from people coming over from other places. So you got like whole cities that are like just Hong Kong people or just Vietnam people or whatever.
Hong Kongos and Vietnams.
Yeah, I don't know what else to describe it as because I don't know the politically correct term. Well, can't call them immigrants, can't call them foreigners, you know?
Yeah, everybody's got a problem. You can't call anybody anything these days, man.
That's right. It's all going to hell, man. It's all going to shit.
Yeah, it's all, the society's down. It's the fall of Rome, Mr. Ward. Don't you agree?
Well, I just like to when I make prank calls, I'll just prank call them and ask them how they like Canada and ask them if they'd like to cook for me because we have a custom that when you're new to the neighborhood, you're supposed to cook for your neighbors.
Isn't it the other way around? It's just to bring cookies around or something like that?
No, but this time they can cook me a whole, like, roast beef dinner.
Oh, yeah? Well,
they
don't know how it is. They can be like, you got to pay us $50 in dues and stuff, you know what I mean? Unless you
also have to bring me a week supply of marijuana, I'll tell them.
Exactly. You need to grow it and some nice Thai stick, Molly Wowie shit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you on a cordless phone or something?
Yes, I am. Does it sound like shit?
No, it's just you're getting choppy. You're cutting out.
Oh, really? No, I'm bouncing around here, moving pipes and opening bags and opening beers and stuff. And my phone.
Oh,
sucks.
How many beers have you got there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 empty bottles, and I can, you know, I'm gonna put them all on each finger. You ever do that, man?
I believe I have.
Look at this.
And gone clankety clank with them. You know, it's fun. Put them on your fingers and start doing that. Warriors, come out to play.
Exactly. What's this?
That's fun. Remember that movie?
No. What's that?
You never saw The Warriors?
The Warriors? Warriors.
Yeah.
No. Is that one of those 80s movies?
No, I think it's from 1979, so close enough with the 80s. But it's about a gang war in New York where all the gangs are meeting up in Central Park at the beginning of the movie. And then they had to get back to the island before all the other gangs came up.
Ah, shit. Oh, God.
Fred Krueger with all them on.
That is not good.
You like hip-hop and shit, right?
That is not good. Oh,
damn!
Nothing happened. I almost got beer all over my computer. That would really fucked up my night, man.
Well, that would be a bad move.
Yeah, oh, God.
Be a bad move, right? Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, shoot myself in the cock. So, yeah, hip-hop. Yeah, I like all music. I prefer towards hip-hop here, but...
Well, it's funny that you would never have seen The Warriors if you're a hip-hop head, because so many, like, quotes and vocal samples have been taken from that movie.
Really?
And all these songs that you would know.
I gotta look into that. I don't know much about the older movies or stuff like that.
We should go rent it tomorrow.
We should, yeah. I'll get it on Netflix. Yeah, I'll get it on Netflix and we'll be here by tomorrow, I'm sure.
Get it on DVD.
Yeah, yeah.
How quickly does Netflix deliver from the time you place your order?
Next business day. When they receive my movie.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. The cool thing is Netflix is better than Blockbuster mailing out shit because Netflix actually has P.O. boxes all over the country. Like, there's a P.O. box here in Orlando. So I don't have to send it to their main distribution center. Like, Blockbuster, you send it to Iowa, it takes like 2 days, sometimes 3 to even get there. Mine gets there the next day. It's local mail, so it's bad. I guess
but you have to go pick it up from Netflix or deliver it to your house?
No, they send it right back to my house, but it's just mad quick. It's mad quick because it's local, you know what I mean?
It's got a good system.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure there's some guy, he probably has a nice-ass job, he has a warehouse full of DVDs. And all he does is switch out DVDs all day. It's like a living, working at a Blockbuster without having to deal with customers. It's got to be a sweet job. I want in that fucking racket, man. It has
cool,
to be
man.
Job.
Hook it up. So what, they charge it to your credit card or something, and if you don't return it, they charge you for it kind of thing?
No, $14 a month subscription, and I keep it as long as I want. I keep up to 3 out a month. And I go online, I build a huge list of all the movies I want to see. And and you know, I get 3. When I send it back, they get it. They send me the next one on the list. You know, so I in turn burn those, and I've got a whole nice. Not that I would do that, of course. Those are copies of movies that I own, of course, myself. I wouldn't do anything illegal. You know how it is.
Totally. Yeah.
I need a copy for the car. You know, because I roll.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the 3
backup
DVD
copy, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're totally legit.
Backup copy.
Totally
for
legit.
Insurance.
Exactly.
So you're only allowed to get one movie at a time from them?
3 out at a time.
Oh, I see. Three. Well, us talking about Netflix is probably not very entertaining to the listeners.
No, we're talking a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, that's right.
So we're still talking about prank calls.
Yeah, why don't we do a
What's
prank call?
What's your favorite prank call that you've done recently?
Recently? I had some nice prank calls on my show recently. You haven't caught any of it, have you? You haven't seen, heard my show yet until tonight, right?
No, I don't think I've been around on Thursdays yet to hear your show.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna separate some calls out, and I'll put them up on my page. And you can check those out, and you can hear it tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, by all means, please.
So have you got some of your older calls? Have you got some of your older calls up on the site right now?
KDK has my old calls, like from 2 years ago, a few of them. I don't know
right.
if you've heard those. Those are archived, and there's a link on my page also to those. And then,
cool.
Then I'm going to get my new stuff. I have a lot of good stuff. I feel pretty happy with the collection I got going on. I just have to edit it out of the show, stream, so...
Cool.
Yeah, and anyway, I think I might have found something. You mentioned you're looking for a program that'll play a sound effect with each keystroke, each key press. I found a program that will, you can assign operations for each key just doing a key press. So I'm pretty sure you could just, make it open a
certain
file.
So just make the operation be to play a sound.
Yeah, exactly. Open the file, and it'll play it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what's that program called?
I don't know yet. That's the whole thing. I found it, but I don't know a fan. I didn't get a chance before going on to download it. So I'll
test. Do you have it?
Yeah, no, I found it. I had to download it. I don't want to download it now. I'm concerned. Something might happen.
Well, if you find the you can't remember the name, send it to me.
Okay, yeah, I'll either send you a link or I'll test it and I'll let you know where it's at.
Cool.
So you can check that out. Yeah.
That would be much appreciated.
All right. Well, sir, I'll be honored if you do a prank call on the line here, if you don't mind holding
it. Oh, I'd be honored to do it.
All right, great. Do you have any preferences? I can see what I can do for you.
You know what? I'm just the kind of guy, you just fucking sick me on to whoever, and I'll just go.
Okay, good. Rock on. All right. There's some other aspect.
You know, I'll have a better idea. Go with it.
Yeah, oh, I'll let you know for sure. I don't roll like that. I'll give you a heads up. Hang on, let me get to my... inbound numbers here. Da, 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 da. Okay, we have in Anchorage, Alaska, where I believe it is only, I don't know, what time is it in Anchorage, Alaska, like 6 a.m.? No.
It's going to be, I'd imagine that it's either, I got 5 to 2 right now, so it's got to be either 5 to 11 or 5 to 10.
Okay, all right, so they're pretty early there still or something, I guess, right? Yeah.
It's 5 till 9.
5 till 9.
So they're still awake.
Yeah, exactly. They better be. Okay. I've got the Flight Deck Bar and Lounge. It looks like it's in the International Airport in Anchorage. Fantasies on Fifth Avenue in Anchorage. We have Great Alaskan Bush Company in Anchorage and Kodiak Jacks in Fairbanks.
Booyak Jack?
Kodiak Jacks. Kodiak, like, I don't know.
Bootyak?
No, Kodiak with a K. Like KDK, Kodiak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And something jacked.
Yeah, well, there's the International Airport. I guess it's a bar in
we'll
the
call
airport.
The International Airport, then. Fucking ask them about their flights.
All right, good deal. Well, it's the Flight Deck Bar and Lounge, and I'm going to go ahead and play a tune real quick. Do you have any preference on that, sir? I got some you like Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, well, I'm going to hit you up with some Wu-Tang Clan here. Freaking
cool.
Yeah, right on. This is old 90s style right here. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with a good friend, Sean Ward, and a prank phone call in just one moment.
No.
Anchorage, Alaska Airport.
Flight Deck, Susan speaking. How can I help you?
Susan?
Yes.
How are you, Susan?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good. How busy is it in there tonight?
Actually, it's just now starting to pick up.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, that's cool. I'm just calling to find out, like, typically how long does it take to get a meal served, like, from the time I place my order.
At the pizza shop?
Yeah.
That depends on how busy they are.
How busy you are tonight to gauge it.
I have no idea how busy they are.
Well, how long would it take to get a drink served? Because I'm going to be having a connecting flight, and I've got a little bit of, just a brief window, and I thought I might stop in and have a quick one.
Like I said, it's not that busy, but it is starting to pick up.
Right, right. Think maybe I could get to the front of the line?
I can't guarantee anything, honey. It's first come, first serve.
Right, because I'll dress nice. I'll be the best looking guy in place.
Oh, honey, I can't guarantee anything. It's first come, first serve.
Well, do you think that, are you the hostess? Are you just answering the phone?
I am
serving the
bartender.
Drinks too? You're the bartender. Is there another bartender there too?
No, there is not.
Because I was hoping that I could get, like, my own private bartender.
No, sir.
Because I got a weird thing about people. I'm not good with strangers.
I'm sorry, honey, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you could just tell me that you love me.
I don't think that that would be an option.
Well, you could just tell me that you'll be my private bartender when I come in, because I got a thing about people. Hello?
That's it, man.
You.
All right.
She hung up.
She hung up, the bitch. She's a tease.
Yeah.
She's a tease, I say. I'll pass her number on to you, so if you want to call her tomorrow, I'll give her some shit.
Cool, right on. Well, what's the one that was called Fantasies on Fifth Avenue? Is that a sex shop or something?
I have no idea, Fanny. We can find out, by all means.
Well, there, call it up.
Yeah, let's do it. Hang on. Be right back in a moment, so.
Do it up.
Yeah.
Rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince Vanilla Butter Pecan Chocolate Deluxe. Even Caramel Sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Set it up.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. See you on pickings with a broken chicken, tie your clicking. I kept shooting straight.
And then there's your prepaid card number.
Honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw. I may not be God. Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love on check. The strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy apple, small V6 shoe.
Come out with
fresh and breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again. Goddamn.
Okay, you there?
Yes.
Alright, Fantasies on Fifth Avenue in Anchorage.
Cool.
Fantasies. Hello, how you doing, baby?
What's
Hello?
That?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me all right? You're cutting up.
Yep.
It is Fantasies on Fifth Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was just wondering how much it costs to get a Fantasy down there.
What do you mean, ma'am?
I want to come in and purchase one of your Fantasies that you got available. Just wondering kind of Fantasies you got up in there.
This is like a gentleman's club, dancers.
Ah, yeah. Do you permit women to come in that place?
Yes, ma'am.
What if I came with my grandson?
Is he over 18?
Yeah, he's 21.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you got any need of new dancers down there?
You could always come in and fill out an application.
Well, what's involved in applying for a position down there?
Just coming in and filling out an application.
Do I gotta take off my clothes for the men's when I do my application?
No, ma'am.
Well, how you gonna tell if I got the goods or not?
Well, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I'm a good-looking woman.
Yeah?
You're gonna love me. I got bazooms that you wouldn't believe.
I imagine so.
That's right. So listen, you think I could get like a private booth or something? Because I don't want to get harassed by the dirt perverts down in the front row down here.
I don't know, ma'am. We only have so much seating. The seating that we have, that's all we have, all right?
Well, you think you could, like, build just a little booth for me to sit in or something? You ain't got champagne rooms in the back?
Nope.
What about a VIP lounge?
Nope.
What if I want a lap dance?
What?
I can't get a lap dance down there.
Hello?
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 Who's this now?
This is the manager.
Well, what, you switching up? I can't tell which way's up with you guys. Listen, I'm trying to find out if I can come down there, but I don't want to get accosted by the dirt mans. I want to get a private booth to watch the show from.
You're just going to have to go to a different club because I'm not sure this is a club for you.
Well, what about if y'all got like a VIP room, a champagne room in the back?
We don't have anything like that.
But if I want to get a lap dance?
We have a lap dancing area.
Well, what if I just watch the show from the lap dance scenario?
No, can't do that.
How much do it cost for a lap dance down there?
Don't worry about it.
Well, listen, I was just wondering if I could come down and perform a few lap dances just to get a little bit of grocery money.
No, you can't, and no, this conversation's over.
I just need to get a little bit of grocery money. How could you do this to me?
All right, I think that's it. That was great. They were very patient, though, man. They were like, no. nice, man.
It said Fantasies of Fifth Avenue. I totally thought it was going to be a fucking, like, porno star. I didn't think it was going to be a strip bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Fantasies is kind of gay for me. I don't think I'd go to a strip club. But I myself,
it's a silly name for a strip club, I agree.
Yeah, well, I find strip clubs a waste of money, to be honest with you, because you're not going to get any pussy, and you're wasting money and stuff. And here in Orlando, I don't know how it is in, where are you, Ontario, Toronto, wherever
you are? Yeah, I'm in Toronto.
Toronto, that's the New York of Canada here, right? I heard it's very nice and clean over there, right?
The what?
I heard it's very nice and clean. It's the New York of Canada is what I hear, is that correct?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, good.
The equivalent, you know, in scale and size, comparing it to the population, it's pretty good. It's our biggest city.
All right. Well, the conservatives out here, they make it so gentlemen clubs, there's no nudity at all. There's no.
We got full on nudity. Bad shit going on. Every couple of years, they try to do like a crackdown and a cleanup, but it never lasts long. So we got like, it's totally par for the course that like girls like giving hand jobs and shit if the dude wants it.
Whoa.
It's pretty crazy up here.
See, I gotta go to Canada now. Where the people can smoke weed all they want? Is that Vancouver or is that British Columbia?
It's popular that's Vancouver.
Yeah.
But in Toronto, it's pretty much dependent, of course, on what part of the city you're in. You can pretty much walk down the street smoking a joint like it's a cigarette, and nobody's gonna say nothing as long as you're not being dumb about it.
I'm thinking either going to like, if I go to Europe next year with my girl, I think we're gonna hit Amsterdam for sure, man. That's gonna be the ball.
Oh, very nice. I've never been.
Yeah. I'll take pictures. I'll let you know. Maybe you can come along.
Cool.
Yeah.
I heard they got the crazy bomb ass weed.
Hell yeah, that's what I hear. I heard Eddie Griffin talking about, and Howard talking about how this the place, the hash houses, whatever they call them, hash cafes or whatever, they're crazy out there. So anyway, so you're on tomorrow night, right? You're returning.
Yeah, 9:00.
9:00. Everybody, please tune in. I don't know if you're going to be on the nice super servers, but you will be on PCU.
I don't know anything about that. All I got is the server for the PCU stream, so I don't know anything about what else I'm going to be on. I'll be happy to put the show on whatever other channels, whatever other servers, but all I know is that I've got the password to the PCU server, so I'll be on that.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, one love. Thank you for calling. It's been great. It's been great conversing.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to finally talk to you, the man himself.
Yeah, no problem. It's
and hopefully you'll tune in tomorrow. We'll talk some more.
All right, good deal. I'll talk to you then.
Have a good rest of the show, man.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for being on. You have a good night, sir.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
All right, peace. All right, everybody. That was Sean Ward, the one and only.
Yeah, the legend, the superstar.
Yeah, good man. Very good man. An honor to speak to him, finally. Well, anyway, what do you think, Milkman? That last call was off the chain, for sure. I'm going to have to...
Mabel busts my gut every time, man. Yeah. I stream tears on Mabel. It's classic.
Yeah, it's crazy, Mabel. God bless Mabel. poor old Mabel. Anyway, so 2:13, I've been on for a good hour. I'm going to go ahead and take a right quick break in order for me to move, because my ass is sore. I need to stretch and do something. I've been sitting here since KDK started. I haven't moved. So I need to get colder beer. I need to use the John and whatnot. Milkman, I'm sure you probably want to take a break too, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get me something to drink too in the meantime, man. You gotta get the waffle pattern off my ass.
I gotta get some oxygen in my ass cheeks. So everybody, hang on. We'll be back with more of the Madhouse. I'm not going anywhere. We still got good people calling in. Well, I'm saying we got good people, good number of people listening, and I would hope that everybody out there can give me a call and join in. The number is 888-278-8709. AOL Instant Messenger users, feel free to reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Yahoo users, I'm at Madhouse PCU Radio. Again, that's Madhouse PCU Radio for everybody out there using the YIM. Akala. And Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com is your way to reach me using the MSN whatnot. Oh, it's America's Georgia. America's Georgia, you're on.
What up, Carlito?
What's up, America's Georgia? What's up, Americas? How you doing, Americas?
Nah, shit, man. Yeah, just calling in, saying what's up.
Not much, yeah. Yeah, right on. I saw you talk to me earlier.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so what you up to? You sound tired, man. What's up, Americas?
Yeah, I'm getting there, man. It's 2 in the morning.
Man, I'm on fire. I'm about to brew me some coffee. I'm going to go until fucking everybody tells me shut up, and that's when I'm going to finish. That's how I feel. McMahon, are you up for staying up? You got a Red Bull?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. You're doing overtime this week, man. I don't know.
Well, guess what? I got the day off on Monday, and my girlfriend doesn't know about it. I'm going to go out and buy myself a nice new fishing pole because my last one got torn up in the hurricanes because I left it outside. I'm going to go out to Daytona Beach and do some nice-ass fishing. I'm going to catch me some crabs, some fish, bring it home and cook it. Like a man, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're in Florida, right?
I'm in Florida, yes, sir. The seafood capital of America. No, not the seafood capital, because Maine's got the lobsters. But I want some lobsters.
I'm like 20 minutes from there. So.
Oh, yeah, where you? Yeah, we're here in America's Georgia. Yeah, that's right. Good deal. Well, yeah, man. So what? Yeah. So what's
all right, man. Well, I don't want to waste up your time, man. Let other people call. Just call me.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it, my good friend.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. All right, later. Take care. All right, one. All right, that was America's Georgia, everybody. America's Georgia. I don't know his real name, but I've talked to him a few times. Nice guy. Yeah, so it's 2:16. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back in a few minutes after I get oxygenated, and we'll be right back. Milkman, you down for that?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back.
We're going to stretch him out, and we'll be right on.
Right on. The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life, nigga. Nigga, fuck my life.